Let us pray. Holy God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. For we know that you are the one who gives us strength, you are the one who redeems us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Some of you will remember that when I did my history of the Scottish Reformation talk last November, using pictures from my trip to Scotland last September, I shared several pictures of Iona Abbey on the island of Iona off the western coast of Scotland. The abbey was originally founded in 600 AD, but much of the current church was built in the very early 1200s. And to sit and worship services are still held daily in that church. And to sit inside that rough stone church is to feel close to God for many people. You enter the main doors, and immediately right in front of you is the very large baptismal font, which was put in 1913. So it's not nearly as old as the abbey. And when you sit there, you recognize why the abbey has been described as a thin place. In spirituality, thin places are those places where it's easy to feel close to God, to feel that there's not much separation between you and God. The abbey on Iona is on its own small island, kind of. There's a little town there, but there's not much else there. So there's not a lot to distract you, except this stone church that has been there for 800 years or more, something like that. And I hope one day that I can go back for a weekly retreat to that place, just to experience the daily worship and the thinness of that place. Well, today we experience thinness in another way. In our gospel reading, Jesus is baptized, and we read the following. Just as he came out of the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit descending like a dove, alighting on him, and a voice from heaven that said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." No separation. My Son, my Beloved. Lutheran pastor, Reverend Dr. Deborah Samuelson, in a sermon entitled "Tattooed for Life," says about this, "Beloved. What a beautiful word. To be beloved is to be adored. To be beloved is to be cherished, is to be treasured. This is the promise in our baptism. It is first an act of God claiming us as God's very own. A beloved child. And then God declaring to us, simply because we belong to God, that God is well pleased with us. Our baptism, our remembering that we are baptized, can be a thin place for us. When we remember how much God treasures us and cares about us, we cannot help but feel close to God. And we don't have to travel to places like Iona to experience it, although I still want to go. Each of you is that special to God. I love the bumper stickers that Judy Carbone of our church has on her car. God danced the day you were born. How wonderful is that thought? How different our lives could be if we lived our lives believing that. But you see, it's too easy for us to think about our failures and our imperfections. Those are what we dwell on most in our lives. And perhaps, if we thought of our belovedness to God more than our failures, we could experience a very different life. A life that feels thinness in our separation from God. In just a few minutes, we're going to renew our baptism. This is not a re-baptism, but it's just a renewal and a remembering of your baptism, because most of us didn't know we were being baptized, because we were just an infant. But there, as I said, there's a time for people to come forward for a personal laying on of hands. And again, even if you don't want the laying on of hands, we invite you to come forward and take a shell and come over and write one word